even though this is the last night of our American tour. We're really happy to be out here playing for you folks. So tonight we've got some old songs, got some new songs for you, and some in-between songs. And something's giving me the feeling that we're going to have a really good time here.
Thank you.
just drink it all in.
Let's go. Thank you.
And we always put that little bit on the end as a tribute to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. And I tell the story that I was very lucky to be able to hang out with Jimmy in the 60s when he came to London. Because even though he's an American guy, he actually broke out of London. So we got to hang him and, you know, have some good times together. I think, you know, one of the greatest tributes that he ever paid us was that on the Friday night, we'd released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And 2 days later on the Sunday, he'd learned it and he opened the show with it. Yeah, that was quite something. And he did a great version of it, you know. And in the solo, in the middle, he was using his vibrator arm, his Bigsby vibrator arm, whammy bar. And he was really giving it some, you know, going crazy with it. And giving it all the kind of... I mean, all that stuff, and it sounded great. But those of us in the audience who kind of knew about these vibrator arms at that time knew that this would send him wildly out of tune. This is like his first song, you know. So we're all sitting there thinking, well, what's he going to do? He's wildly out of tune. So anyway, he starts looking in the audience. Is Eric out there? And he's looking for Eric Clapton. And Eric was out there. I mean, all the great guitar players in London had come to see this new guy. So Eric was out there, but he doesn't want to know. He's cringing, you know. And Jimmy spots him. Hey, man, you can't be in tune this thing for me. No. Jimmy, son.
Thank you.
Thank you, New Jersey. Okay, so this next song is one I wrote for my wife, Nancy. And Nancy is in the audience with us tonight. So this one's for you, Nancy. finished. And if any of you were able to watch the screens behind, that little baby in my jacket has got four kids of her own now. Anyway, you might have noticed, but sometimes at these shows, a lot of people bring along signs and they hold them up, and you know, it's really nice, we love it. But the trouble is, you're trying to remember your words and the chords and the whole thing, and your mind says, don't read the signs. But the other half of your mind says, oh, it doesn't matter, read them. So, we got some here. Please. Please.
I'm just
we're going to take you back through the mists of time. Taking you back to a little port in the north of England, a little port called Liverpool. Where these old lads got together, formed a band, and did okay. Anyway, but back then, we were just a gigging band. And, you know, it wasn't that easy to get gigs. So what we decided was that we were going to make a demo record and found a little studio in Liverpool. And, found this little studio, and the deal was that it was going to be £5, and there was five of us in the group at the time. It was like me, John, George, Colin on drums, and then Duff on piano. So we each were going to pay £1 each and make the demo. So we did, we made it, and then the arrangement was that we would each keep it for a week and then give it to the next guy, etc. So I kept it for a week, gave it to John, he kept it for a week, and he gave it to George, kept it for a week, and George gave it to Colin, kept it for a week, and then Colin gave it to Duff, who kept it for 20 years. Yeah. And then he sold it back to us. At quite a considerable profit. Anyway, the song we did that day is the one we're going to do now. It's fighting for the danger. Try to hold that baby.
Spite of all that may be.
George Martin, bless you for that.
So good.
And George was a great guy, you know, fantastic guy. He produced all the Beatles records, so, you know, he was a really cool guy. And had a great sense of humor, and I think that's why we got on with him very well. Because, you know, we were Liverpool lads, and a bit intimidated by the whole thing. But had a good sense of humor. We finished one of the tracks, and he said, you know, he was a posh guy. He said, chaps, is there anything you don't like? And George looks at him and he says, well, I don't like that tie for a start. But we got away with it. Anyway, so the song we played for George that day was called What We Do. And it was going okay, you know, what happened was John took the lead vocal and he sang Love Me Do, and then he played his harmonica, so it was like Love Me Do, wah, wah, wah. But George Martin wanted the Love Me Do, the harmonica, to come in on the one, so Love Me, wah, wah. So John couldn't do both at the same time. So George turns to me and says, Paul, would you mind singing the Love Me Do line? Now, you've got to remember, I'm nervous anyway, being in this big studio. And so now I'm terrified. And I say, oh, okay. You know, no way out. So I did sing it. Well, I can, when I listen to the record these days, if I hear it on the radio or something, I can still hear the terror in my voice. Check it out. Well, not tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.
swinging in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Southern states like Alabama and Arkansas, they're seeing news footage about civil rights and the segregation. We didn't believe it. We didn't know that kind of thing happened, you know, because we had black mates in Liverpool. It just didn't mean anything, you know. So to see the kind of stuff going on in Little Rock was quite shocking to us. I wanted to try and write a song that if it ever got back to any of those people going through those struggles, that it might just help a little bit, give them some hope. And the thing is, what I'm really pleased with having written that song, it's going around the world. I meet a lot of people who say, hey man, you know, I tried to learn Blackbird when I was a kid, you know. How many people here tried to learn Blackbird? And you all got it wrong. All right. So, yeah, I was talking about Liverpool before, and in the early days of the group, you know, we really liked each other and stuff, but the one thing you couldn't say in those days, it just wasn't done, was you couldn't look at each other and go, I love you, man. You couldn't do that. I mean, you can do that now, But then, you know, we were too busy trying to be like sort of tough and hard guys and so we never really said it, you know. And I wrote this next song after John died. Let's hear it for John. In the form of kind of letter, sort of sentiments I never got to express. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today? Ooh. Something you want to say to someone and you're thinking, oh, well, I'll put it off till another time. Don't get it said. Why not? Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. We know which songs you like. Yeah. We can tell, because when we do like an old Beatles song, the whole place lights up with your phones. It's like a galaxy of stars. And if we do like a new song, it's a black hole. But we don't care. We don't care, we're gonna do them anyway. Okay, you fooled me with the lights. You're not that old. Okay. How are you doing anyway? How about all the people over this side? And then what about the people this side?
I just wanna know.
in a purple fancy square. What a scene.
Thank you.
Okay, so in the next song here, we're going to ask you to sing for us. Yeah. So in the middle somewhere, I'll shout out, now you! And you will sing most gloriously for us. Are you up for that?
Thank you.
back throw. Peter Jackson, who also did all the rings, and he put together that little sequence for us, especially for you tonight. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
is a surprise for you. There's a friend of mine, he's a local boy. I think you guessed it. Is that he's gonna come and sing with us? Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Springsteen!
Out of time.
Well, I understand now. myself that I was in trouble. Mother, you constantly speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my outer darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. to live and let die.
Thank you. Come on, come on, come on.
Okay. Well, we got some everything's very special here, you know. This is the director, Peter Jackson, rang me up, and he, after having directed Get Back, he said, you know what? He said, I could take John's vocal off the rooftop so I could isolate it, and you guys could play live with it on tour. Yeah. So he said, do you fancy that? I said, oh yeah. So check it out. Singing together again. You know, has anybody in the audience got a birthday?
Yeah. I know it's somebody's birthday.
Who's that?
I know it's somebody's birthday. I've got 60,000 people want to sing happy birthday to you. You guys ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Besides me, in the audience today, we've got one there, we've got one jumping up and down here. All right. Okay, so this next song is for you and me, and anybody else who's got a birthday this year.
Yeah!
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. There does come a time when we gotta go home though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just about the same time when you gotta go home. Yeah. So anyway, listen, to bring you a big show like this, there's so many people to thank, but we can't thank them all. So we're gonna start off with the sound man out there, Pablo. And on the lights, you've got Wally and his team. And then working the screens is Marcy and her team. And, you know, we've got so many people working, all the guys and gals who help us with the piano, with the guitars, with the amps, with the drums, with everything, the trucks that bring it to you. And also, we got Shaky on the percussion, concussion in the bands. So anyway, let's hear it for the best crew on the band. And I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. But most of all, we want to thank you for coming along. We thank you, so give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you. Woo! We love you. Thank you. crowd. We've had a great time here tonight. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, gang. There's only one thing remains to be said. We'll see you next time.